changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
All right, we're going to continue talking about values, as I said just a moment ago. We talked about it yesterday and about knowing our values. And I invited you all to sit down and write your values out. And your values should be 3 to 5 things. It shouldn't be everything, you know? I value peanut M&Ms over plain M&Ms, which is true, but that's not a high priority value. And think of the term value. We value certain paintings. We value certain types of information. We value certain characteristics in people. That means that there are other things that we do not value, and we're able to identify what those things are. So yesterday, after we got off, which I encouraged everyone to take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, a day, and write out what it is that you value, because your values are going to control and drive your life. I invite you to do that. And what I wanted to point out today and to talk about today is that your values are not optional. In other words, for me, one of the challenges that I have is eating late at night. Do you have that trouble? Anybody else have that challenge? You're by yourself or whatever, and you eat late at night mindlessly, and then you get up and you look at the scale and go, oh, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Well, in that moment, I value the stimulation and the sensorial benefit or enjoyment of eating food late at night more than I value what the scale says. So you already are living out your values. Do you understand that? If you are experiencing great physical health, you probably value great physical health. I was talking with someone last night she's my age, and she does yoga a lot and very fit. And yet there are a lot of people our age who same age, but look very different and their bodies move very differently simply because they value relaxation or they value not getting hot and sweaty more than they do being in shape. So your values are already acting upon your life. If you look around your life and see what is being reflected back to you, it is a reflection of your unconscious, in many cases, values. This is why I wanted you to become conscious of your values. When I write out that, you know, one of my values is to have happy and harmonious relationships with my family, coworkers, partner, etc., then that reminds me that in moments of stressful situations, etc., when two people are maybe tired or irritable and things could go anywhere, then I remember my value and am able to act upon my value. I'm already, many times though, in the past, my value 20, 30 years ago was to be right. It was to be the smartest person in the room and it was to be right. And so I would always work to make sure that I was right. That is what I valued. Now, that is definitely in conflict with having happy and harmonious relationships with your family, coworkers, et cetera. So although I would say I wanted happy and harmonious relationships, I could see the struggle and the stress in other people's faces when I would sit down and try and have a meeting with them or something like that, because I always had to be the smart guy in the room. And what I had to realize was that was my value, being the smart guy in the room. And then as Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you? How is that working for you? Is it showing up and creating the life that you say that you want? So step number one is writing out what our values are, what we think our values are. And I have five. And I'm not going to go through them all. I've already touched on a couple It shouldn't be difficult for you to understand, you know, what mine would be. Inner peace, happy and harmonious relationship with myself, happy and harmonious relationship with others, making enough money to enjoy the lifestyle that I want, a fit, firm, and flexible body. I'm about to say them all. And then what's the fifth one? Doesn't matter. The point is, I have put those in my notepad on my phone and pinned it to the top so that the first thing I do every morning is to read them just to remind myself. It takes less than 15 seconds. And as I said, I probably already know them, but it's important to read them anyway to remind yourself. And here's why this is important. Let's say you put three to seven things on the list, an average of five. You put down, these are my core values. All right. Well, guess what? You're going to leave off thousands of things. And that's where this idea we talked about yesterday, Roy Disney said, decision-making is easy when values are clear. When you think that you value this and you think that you value that and you actually don't, but it's showing up in your life, it's because at some level you do value it. You are getting some benefit from experiencing it. People who struggle with being a victim in their lives, and believe it or not, that was me for many, many years, they value the getting of attention in many cases from other people by always being the one who has a challenge or an issue. They value that attention more, myself included, more than they value being one who overcomes their issues and is not a victim, but a victor. And so it takes a while to become, if we become aware of, if we look at our lives and how things are showing up financially, relationships, health, et cetera, anything having to do with inner peace, hobbies, when we look at those things in our lives and how they're showing up, what we need to do is not to sit around and to curse what we see, but to realize that it is our values that are bringing them to you. To us, rather. Does that make sense? It's like I said before, I value the scale saying a certain thing. I value being able to button my suit easily when I'm on stage. However, in the moment at night, I value getting something to eat late at night more than I do even those things. So which is my true value? Well, I think the real true value must be that I value eating junk in the middle of the night, or not middle of the night, but late at night, right before I'm going to bed. So of course, I don't have any junk in my condo. But the other thing I've started doing is putting the bathroom scale in the middle of the kitchen. So I have to walk around it at night. And that really, really works for me. It helps me remember what my value is. It reminds me of my value. The challenge I find is that if we are acting, thinking, moving in certain ways which are not in accord with what we say our high values are, our highest values, they're habitual. And the challenge is making the break. Having really struggled with my weight for many, many years, I mean, right now I'm very comfortable. I'm good with where I am. And I'd like to be 5 pounds lighter. Who wouldn't? What I don't want to be is 5 pounds heavier. But having struggled with that for many, many years, if it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday and I had one of these moments of feeling really, really fat, remember I was 100 pounds heavier than I am now. But I would have those moments of being angry and upset and feeling sorry and unhappy with myself. And I go, okay, I'm going on a diet. That's it, period. Well, when do I break this value that I have of overeating? When am I going to make this break? Well, I'm going to do it on a Monday. Which means I eat like crazy until Monday, and then on Monday, I feel terrible, etc. So the value must be expressed, and when we first do it, such as not eating late at night, or not having a second drink if that's a problem, or whatever it is, not being difficult to deal with friends and family, when do we start? The answer is now, immediately. And we need to understand we're going to be shaky doing it because we never have done it. We've never expressed that value. And number two, other people are probably going to resist it, depending on the value that we are attempting to express. So it's going to be a shaky thing for us because we're not used to it. Doing something the very, very first time is what makes it difficult. Doing it the second time makes it easier. Third time, and as we know, if you do it every day for 21 days, it'll become a habit. The analogy I like to use, I read about in, I think it was Bits and Pieces years ago, which was a little motivational booklet that came out once a month. And they told the story of these Amazon people who live in the Amazon or indigenous there, and their goal was to build a walking bridge across this giant cavern. And we may wonder, how in the world do you even begin the bridge? The answer is, what they did was, which I thought was brilliant, they took an arrow and they tied a little piece of hemp string to it, just string, and they shot it over the gorge. They were able to shoot an arrow over the gorge. When it landed on the other side of the gorge, someone who was over there grabbed the arrow, took the string, and tied a little bit heavier piece of string to it, and the person who had shot the arrow pulled it back, who then tied a slightly heavier piece of string to that, and they pulled back and forth until they were doing rope and until they were doing multiple pieces of rope. And before you know it, you've got a full-blown suspension bridge over a gorge. And it all started with someone just taking one shaky little attempt to do it. Do you get the analogy? Shooting that arrow with the string is the same as attempting to live our values that very first time. There's a part inside of us that'll tell us to run away. Don't do it. That is our ego, because our ego senses that it is losing control. Our ego, which is our edging God out, that's the acronym that people like to use. It's our human self. It's our, I got to get mine before you get yours. It's the non-spiritual side of us. That ego side of us does not care if we're happy or not. That ego side of us cares whether or not it controls us, and it wants to control us. So if controlling us is getting us caught in the loop, which I was in for so many times, of walking into the kitchen and loading up with something. I mean, you can even overeat on vegan food. And so I would overeat and then getting up in the morning. And then this is the funny part, my ego, right? Which is the thing that told me, go in the kitchen, go get some food. Come on, man, go eat. It's late at night. You need some comfort food, etc. Is the very same one that when I got on the scale the next morning, the same ego who told me to do it would say, come on, Will, where's your control? What is wrong with you? Why do you have to do this? Look at the scale. Come on, Will, you're up 2 pounds, for crying out loud. Can't you go? It's the same voice. It would rather keep you off on your back foot, as they say in boxing. It would rather keep you on your back foot, keep you off track, than it would allow you to create the life you want. So that's why there's always the challenge. We've talked about this before, the Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde that's inside of all of us. And when we begin to live our values, it's a bit shaky, but if we do it once and then do it again and do it again and do it again, there was a, back when I was a church minister, which was only less than a year, maybe a year. Anyway, full time, which is where the complaint free thing started. But when I was a church minister, one of the things that this consulting company told us was the key is not to get somebody to come one time. People are always going to come and try you out, but get them to come twice. If you can get people to come twice, if they're going to become active, they'll get active. If they can come twice in a row, typically. Well, the same is true for taking action on our values. When we first take action, then it can be a bit of a struggle. But the next time it gets easier, and if we stay with it, ultimately, our values, what we say are our values, begin to reflect and show up in our lives and become indistinguishable parts of who we are. So take some time, write down your values, number one. Number two, sit down and look and see where you're out of accord in your life, and then begin to act on your values. And more importantly, act on the highest and most important one. Do the thing that is most important. There's got to be something that if you did everything else on your value list fairly well, but you didn't do the first one or the second one or whatever it is, that you'd go, I'm missing it. Figure out what the thing is and work exclusively on that, and you'll be surprised at how much it'll change your life. So know your values, compare your values to your actual life, and then more importantly, live your values.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.